Anyway, guys, tonight, you know, John and myself, we've been doing a series with the campus, the team, and the singles just on relationships. And so the last piece of that, of our relationship series, we talked about conflict in relationships. And so I don't want to give away too much because there are, you know, a couple of surprises for you guys tonight. But tonight, that's what we want to talk about, is we want to talk about conflict in relationships. Now, you know, the church as a whole, we've been talking about one another relationships. And with any relationship, good, bad, or indifferent, usually comes some type of conflict. And, you know, tonight before I even came here, man, Satan is always trying to get conflict started. Day was going great. And so me and my wife were taking care of bills, doing a lot of stuff, getting all this going. And out of nowhere, here comes a conflict. And it was just like, okay, so we stopped and we prayed. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I know Satan is trying to get us here. Let's just stop and pray. We stopped and we prayed. Have you ever prayed after conflict and you still just didn't quite feel resolved? Anybody, has that ever happened to anybody before? Okay, I thought it was just me. So I said, okay, I need to go away and I need to pray again. And by that time, she had to leave and get ready to come to midweek. So I'm just, as your brother in Christ, I'm asking you guys, hey, just be praying that we can get this conflict resolved. All right? You guys pray for me and I'll pray for you. All right? So, but anyway, what is conflict? A lot of us have our idea of what conflict is. And I'm going to need you guys' help tonight. So it'll go both ways, all right? But Webster says conflict is a fight or battle, a struggle or a quarrel, a feeling of opposition. Now, that's what Webster says conflict is. Now, I don't know about you, but how many of us in here like to fight and quarrel or feel opposition? Anybody? So I wonder why does it happen so frequently? If it's something that none of us likes to do, why is it so prevalent? Why does it happen, even though we don't like for it to happen? Well, let's talk about that a little bit tonight. If you would, turn your Bibles over to James chapter 4 with me. In verse 1. And the scripture in James 4, verse 1 reads, What causes fights and quarrels among you? Do they not come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have. So you kill, you covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask God, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Now here, you know, James is using the reference or the analogy regarding, you know, a situation of money. But we can all relate this to several different areas of our life, right? You know, what causes fights and quarrels among us? It's because we don't get what we want. So 9 times out of 10 here, there's conflict in that situation because somebody is not getting what they want. And a lot of times it's so easy to feel like what I want should supersede what they want. Isn't it easy to justify why what I want or what I think I need is more important than what you want or what you think you need? And every time it causes a fight, it causes a quarrel. And it makes Webster look like a genius. You know, it makes Webster look like, wow, he had this whole Bible thing down way before us. But man, the Bible is so true. It says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. Now, imagine in a you know, one another relationship. Imagine you asking somebody to do something and they don't do it and it causes a fight. Could it possibly be I'm asking with wrong motives? I'm asking you to do something for the wrong reason. And for many of us, you know, we've experienced this in the past. You know, when we talk to the singles and the teens and the campus, you know, we talked a lot about practicals. You know, anybody in here has ever been in a relationship where it was one-sided? Anybody here ever been in a relationship where you kind of felt like, well, not kind of, you felt like, man, I can't express how I really feel, or I can't say anything because if I do, I'll be labeled or I'll be whatever. Anybody ever felt in a relationship like that? How does that feel when you're in those type relationships? I want to know, how does that feel?
One, two.
I'm sorry? Oh, here comes the microphone. Stressful. Okay.
Draining.
Feel like you're on pins and needles.
Pins and needles. Well, we know Kyle ain't the one doing that, so hey, amen, there you go. Right, so now we're talking about a relationship. And being in a relationship and you feel like you're on pins and needles, that's never any good. But turn with me real quick over to Ephesians 4. And let's see what the Bible says about that. In Ephesians 4, we're going to pick up in verse 26. It says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. This passage, it should sum up, you know, man, just how our relationships should be. But a lot of times, for whatever reason, you know, when the Bible, it's clear. The Bible says, in your anger, do not sin. Anybody in here ever said something that they regretted because they were mad? Surely not this group. I'm talking to the wrong side. Have any of you guys ever said something? Because those are sinners over there. So have any of y'all ever said something that you regretted later? Ever felt? It's got to be somebody in here that's not a sinner that hasn't said something that they didn't regret. And guys, that's probably all of us, right? Because we're all sinners. Now, let's talk about that for a second. Why do we do that? Why do we say things that we know we're probably going to regret because we're angry? I want to hear from you guys. What are some reasons we do that? We're human, absolutely. Makes you feel good when you get a chance to hurt them. Okay, yeah, you talking about my bald head. Look at yours. Okay. Right here. I'm sorry? You want the other person to feel the same hurt you felt. Lack of self-control. That's a big one. You know, it's hard to control yourself when you feel like you're being attacked. You're in the heat of the moment, and hey, all is fair in love and war, right? We don't think before we speak. Great one. Guys, the Bible is clear. Listen at what the scripture says. In verse 27, and do not give the devil a foothold. The Bible is clear that we should not, in our anger, retaliate. Because what we're doing, we're thinking we're hurting someone else. We think that, oh, it's just the heat of the moment. But the Bible is clear. The Bible says, no, what you're doing is you're giving Satan a foothold into your life. Now that he's in, guess what happens? Now he has full reign. It's not just this incident anymore. Now you've allowed him into your life. And that is what we don't want to do in one another relationships. We want these one another relationships to be full with Jesus. We want to invite Jesus into these one another relationships. But when we try to retaliate, or when we try to defend, or when we try to justify, it's clear what we will end up doing is we will open that door for Satan to come in. And we all know what happens when Satan gets up in there, right? Man, we have those feelings that you guys just shared about. Man, you just feel frustrated. You just feel overwhelmed. You know, you're feeling all these things. And that's not of God. Another area that we talked about in conflict resolution in our one another relationships? Disagreements. Now, I know that first one probably threw you guys, but I just want to ask, how many of you guys in here, maybe just this week, have had a disagreement with somebody? Wow. Okay. All right. I'm going to try this one more time. How many of you guys in here have had a disagreement with somebody this month? Now, I wanted to ask how many of you guys have had a disagreement with somebody in this room, but I ain't going to do that. But disagreement. Webster's definition of disagreement, good or bad in any relationship, is two opposing opinions. And now, you think about that. One in Christ, yet and still we still have opposing opinions, right? So what's really going on there? I want you guys to turn over to Acts 15 real quick, Acts 15, and we're going to look at a relationship that had this disagreement. And I want you guys, as we read this verse, I want you guys to think, how long does it usually take me to resolve when there's disagreement in my heart? Over in Acts 15, as soon as I get there, in Acts 15, verse 36, it says, sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it wise to take him because he deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement. Make sure I'm reading this right. They did what? They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commanded by the believers to the grace of the Lord. Now, here are leaders in the church. These are the leaders of the church. And they had such a sharp disagreement that they parted ways. Have you ever been in such a sharp disagreement that you didn't even want to talk to the person anymore? That really got my skin. Now, I have a question for you guys. What's the longest you think we should allow a disagreement to fester? Anybody? There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just curious. Before the sun go down. So if I'm living in Georgia and I'm having a disagreement with someone in California, now there's a 3-hour difference. Do I let my sun go down or do I let their sun go down? Right? We're gonna talk about that. Right? So I'm just throwing stuff out. But you're right. Before the sun go down, we're going to come back to that in 1 second. Okay, I want to hear what you guys think. Kenton.
I think you got to take it case by case because obviously, like you said, you're in a different time zone. You can't literally take that scripture literally. However, I think you got to figure out, okay, what is it that can be done today? Because some resolution is going to take more than a day. But where you are at this moment before the sun goes down, are you still, is there anything you can do to at least bring yourself to God so that the other party, at whenever they're ready, come to the table for you to be able to resolve whatever that conflict is?
Okay.
Disagreement. Oh, see, there you go.
It's a disagreement. Hey, the sun getting ready to go down too, Kenton. You better make it right.
This is not hard.
Okay, Shayla.
For me, the hardest disagreements is when it comes to family members. And the scripture that I always, that helped me with one of my hardest disagreements was, as far as it depends on you to make every effort to live at peace.
Right.
So it's not the other person, it's
right.
Not when, but And so as long as I am doing everything that I could, as far as it depends on me, to live at peace.
Right.
With whomever.
And those are great answers, guys. And when it comes to disagreement, a lot of times we get so caught up in who's right that we forget about what's right. You know what I'm saying? It's easy when a disagreement comes up. We want to debate about which one of us is right in this disagreement. And with one another relationships, again, it has to be God-centered. What does God say about what we're even going back and forth about? Not what you think or not what I think. Let's get back to the scripture. Let's see, what does God say about this? Because as long as it's me and you, yeah, we can go back and forth all day. But with this scripture, turn over to Galatians 2. Let's see how long it took these guys. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 1. Now look at this. And these are supposed to be some of the most spiritual people around, right? Paul, who, man, majority of the New Testament is written about him. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas. Stop right there. After 14 years, brothers and sisters, it took 14 to get some resolution here. Now, you know what? Could it have been because Paul was on so many missionary journeys? Several different things. We can always find a reason why we didn't get our disagreements resolved. The point that we're trying to make is that, man, before the sun go down, you know, not just the physical sun, what he's saying is, man, there has to be some urgency in your heart to make it right. As long as, like Shayla was saying, as long as it depends on you, are you doing what you can to make this thing right? Because if not, man, we are only allowing Satan a foothold to get in there. I got to speed it up here a little bit, guys, because we have some other stuff we really want to encourage you guys with. The second one I wanted to talk about in one another relationships is disrespect. Man, and that's a big one. Now, why would somebody disrespect somebody else? Why do you guys think someone would disrespect someone else? Envy? That's one reason. Don't care about them? To make themselves feel important? Because how they've been treated in the past by other people?
As disrespectful.
Okay. Could be unintentional at times. Tina? Good point. Now, let me just throw something out real quick. What about culture? Do you guys think culture can make someone feel disrespected? You know, I give you guys a little backdrop real quick. I grew up in Selma, Alabama, probably the most racist town in America, right? And growing up in Selma, I could bring some of that with me. I can grow up and I can bring some of that into the church and into my one another relationship, without even knowing that it's there. And I could be disrespecting somebody based on the way I was brought up. Because the way I was brought up, hey, this must be right. What you're doing could be offensive. And we could easily get into a mindset of, wow, you know. What about, we're talking about disrespect, what about just the tone that we talk to people? Sometimes it's even what we say, it's how we say it. And in our one another relationships, man, the Bible encourages us to consider others before we even consider ourselves. Now, that's hard to do, especially if you think someone is doing something that they shouldn't be doing. It's hard to encourage them to do the right thing. Disrespect is huge. It's very huge, because what happens is it draws a line in the sand that says, you know what? Until you apologize to me the way I need to be apologized to, there's not a relationship here. Disrespect tears down any trust that's there. When you disrespect me, now I can't trust that what you're saying is really useful for building me up. And it creates all types of other issues. And so these are things in our one another relationships that we really have to guard our hearts about, that we really need to be cognizant about is, hey, how am I talking to my brother or my sister? You know, man, am I really taking these blinders off and seeing it from their perspective? Because I know what my culture is, and we have several different cultures in the church, our upbringing, our background, but do we take ours off and see, hey, let me look at it from their point of view? Because until we do that, we will always only see things our way. And that will lead back to point one, the quarrels and the fights and allowing Satan to get a foothold in the door. And so, guys, at this point, what I want to do is, we're not going to have time to go into the other one. We want to encourage you guys with, now, how do we deal with these things? Because many of us in here have kids. Many of us in here have spouses. And these are issues that are real and prevalent in our lives. And so what we want to do at this time, I want to ask John and Mimwa to come up. They have some skits that they want to show us to help us to overcome some of these obstacles so that Satan doesn't get a foothold in our lives. Amen? Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Also, March 26th, we are going to be at Mount Carmel for the All City Worship. And so, contribution-wise, if you can double up this week or the following week, because we will not collect a contribution at the citywide. And so, please make adjustment whether you can do it this week or the following week to double up on your contribution. Okay? We're going to do three skits, and these are from true stories. That actually happens, okay? But we're going to do it and see, and let you guys talk about what could we have done wrong, what is right, what is wrong, and then we'll go and do what should we have done right, okay? And so here's our first skit. Some things you guys see that was not quite right. Right. Okay. I saw that she read it, but I did nothing about it. Okay? Right. Yes, Steve? Yes. Yes. True. Right? We tried to, like, she was avoiding me and not want to confront. What did I say, Shayla? That's true. I just assume, right? I kind of like, hey, I needed that and you didn't provide it for us. All right? Way back. Tracy? True. True. That's exactly what Tony said. I can say all the right thing, but if I have the wrong tone, it comes across very judgmental. See? True. Did not think of that, right? I just went into, why didn't you bring the three pizza that I sent you? Julia? True. Right. Okay. Pray? Yes. Yes. Who else? Right. Who else? Jason? True. Okay. Celeste? Mm-hmm. Okay. Maya? Hmm. Okay. True. Right. Okay. So we're going to try to reenact another one, a different one that maybe perhaps this is the better way to do this. Okay. Hey, Molly, did you get my email about bringing the pizza?
Oh, you know, I did get it, but we've already planned something for that weekend, so we won't be able to make the family group leaders meeting. I'm so sorry. And so we kind of had this pre-planned ahead of time.
Okay. So. Well, you next time, can you let me know so I can get the Mutanians to bring some pizza?
Sure. I will definitely do that next time. And so I'm sorry I didn't respond to the I didn't respond back.
No problem.
So.
I'll get you know I'll make sure I'll touch base with you next time.
Okay. Thanks.
You're
thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so this is a different scenario. This is a married couple. And so I'm watching TV, all right?
You might have to face this. Why are you watching TV? There's dishes in the sink.
Honey, it's March Madness. March Madness. It comes once a year.
I can't believe it. There's so many things to do. And I come home and, like, there's dishes everywhere. I feel like you don't even think about me anymore. And what is going on?
I work too. I'm trying my best. I feel like you don't appreciate what I bring to the table.
That's not true. I feel like I'm just on my own, and I feel like we're not connected, and we don't even do anything fun anymore. What is that?
Well, if you would stop spending so much money, we would just go out and we would have dates like we used to.
So it's my fault now? What? I can't believe you're blaming me because you're not leaving.
Well, I got to get back to my game here.
I can't believe this.
All right. What was wrong with that? Who else? Mike?
She communicated in a way that you could not hear her, and it kind of triggered you to be prideful. That was the first step.
Yeah. All right, Dorsey. That's true. Sometimes we bring back the old feelings and the old wrongs that we've had in the past into the present. Barbara? Right. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Way back. Yeah. Right, we just went at it, right? Okay. Anybody? Malaika? That's true. That's true. Okay. All right. Okay. Do the dishes. Sorry. Michelle? True. There was a lot of needs that were not met, right? There was a lot of expectation that the other one did not understand. And so, go ahead, Alan. Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. Right, because we're pulling all the other thing and we're trying to make justify where we're at, and it just piles up higher and higher. And so, one last one, Glenn. True. Right. And I encourage you to take family dynamic, marriage dynamic with Glenn and Sheila. I think it's going to be a great, you know, a plug for them here. I think it will do you, all of us, well. And so let's try to redo that one and see how it would go from there.
Hey, honey, I noticed that the dishes didn't get done.
Oh, you know, I was watching March Madness. But you're right.
Okay.
Let me turn it off.
So, I guess I'm just trying to understand, like, what happened today. And so, you know what, I thought you were going to take care of that. And so it just makes me feel very overwhelmed to come home and there's stuff everywhere.
I'm sorry, honey. I really messed up. I didn't realize you know, the dishes, and I just got home and I started watching TV, and I apologize.
It's okay. You know, I think what I'm feeling is I just feel a lot of stress. I don't think it's even the dishes. I think it's just I feel like we're not connecting, and so it's been harder because we aren't connecting. And so I think that has more to do with it than anything. I feel stressed about our finances. I kind of feel stressed about the kids. And just a lot of things are on my plate right now.
I'm really sorry. Honey, what can I do to help?
You know what? I think you listening, I really appreciate you just listening, because I think that helped me a ton, just by listening, and I feel like we're in this together.
Okay, well, let's watch TV together.
That's right.
Great. This is a parent with a child who has a
Mom,
what's that? Is that your grade?
It's just one test.
What? What are you doing? I can't believe you got an F minus. Is that even possible?
Well, everybody's failing. I don't even like the teachers. He's not a good teacher.
I just think you're trying it. You're just not trying enough.
I am trying enough.
I don't think so. What? You're out with your friends. You don't really. You put no effort.
But we're out sharing our faith.
Here's the thing. Do you want to go to college? Do you?
I do. I do want to go.
Well, this tells me you don't. What is this? I just can't believe it. We put so much effort to get you to
maybe
school.
Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know. I don't hate math.
You know what? You're not dumb, but you do make some dumb decisions.
What do you guys think? Have you been there before? Let's give some thoughts. What went wrong there? Kyle. Overreact. Right. Okay. Right. Overreacting. Sometimes we overreact and we didn't listen enough to our child. True. Jeff? True. Yes. The child did bring it up. You're right. He did bring it up, but he was afraid that this would happen, and exactly what it did happen. Chanel? True. Right. I like it. That's true. That's true. What she said is true. I think sometimes our home is not the safest place to be. And so the next time, I'm not going to bring that up again. How you react, I'm not going to do that again, and we lose our kids because we overreact and we did not spend enough time listening to them. So, Michelle? Right. True. True. Steve? Right. Right. Being together, being a unified front with our kids. It's great. Carol? Right. Talk about what's happening. The grade is just a reflection of what's happening, right? Alan, you have something? Right. I think we need to take some time and then be proactive, you know, be more solution active than just reaction to that thing. One more and then we're gone. Right. That's true. Let's give everybody a chance to share what they're feeling. I think, you know, we went away to the retreat and we sat down with a great friend of ours up in North Carolina. He says, you know, I think the family home in disciples' home should be the safest place on earth. It should be the safest place on earth for our kids, for our spouse, but unfortunately it is not. And I think we have to come to terms with that. And how do I do that in my house? How do I do that as a mom, as a dad, as a single mom, as a single dad? How do I make a place where my parents, my kids will feel safe to talk about issues like this when they're struggling? Because the truth is, next time they struggle, they're not going to come back. They're going to go to somebody else. Or they're just shut down. And you won't be able to talk to them again. And so we're going to try to redo it and see how it would go. Mom, I got an F today.
So what do you think happened here?
I'm just not very good at math.
So is it like concepts that you're not understanding in class or what?
It's all the way from the beginning.
Oh, from the very beginning? You kind of lost your way along?
Yeah, I didn't quite get it, and the teacher was teaching these things, and we went too fast, and I didn't get it.
Well, I remember reading something about tutoring in the morning. Do you think that would help you?
I guess.
We can make that happen, and what we can do is you can go in the mornings, and if you still need help after that, I think we can get you after, because I really don't believe this is you.
Yeah.
You know, I think you are so much better than this, and it's, maybe there's just something, and let us figure that out.
I'll try, Mom. I'll try harder, Mom.
Okay, we'll figure it out together. It'll be good.
Okay. So I just want to thought, like, You know, I appreciate my wife. She's a great mom. What is something that, you know, from Tony's lesson, from the skit, what is something that really stood out to you or something that you can take away home tonight? Let's have a few quick thoughts before we end here tonight.